This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our education reporter, Amy Scott, did a story not too long ago about a school in Cincinnati called Euler. It's part of what's known as the community schools movement, which says education by itself isn't enough to get kids out of poverty. You have to improve their environments at the same time. Amy was there for the first day of school at Euler back in August. She's going to be going back through the rest of the school year exploring how this one school is trying to make a difference in a community. Today, the man who's leading the charge.
High school, listen up. Guys are bright and early, bright and early. High school only, listen up.
Just after dawn, Principal Craig Hockenberry stands outside Euler School like a beacon in his lime green shirt and sky blue tie. He greets students as they line up to go inside.
When you guys arrive, every single morning, you guys come to this door right here, rain or shine.
It's the first day back at the old school after 2 years away. Euler moved up the hill a mile or so during a $21 million renovation.
Today's going to be crazy getting used to the new building, but we'll get it. Each day will get better and better, okay?
The first day of school marks the end of a tough summer in a tough neighborhood. Just before the break, a fifth grade student and her mother were stabbed to death. Then an Euler parent was murdered right across the street from the school. White styrofoam cups still spell out his name, Brian, in the chain link fence. Hockenberry says during the 2 years the school was closed for renovation, the drugs and violence down here got worse.
I could walk you outside the door, not even 15 steps away, and I could probably get just about any drug that I want. I could walk you another 15 feet down, and there are our parents that are prostituting and are hooked on heroin and crack cocaine. Parents that used to be on my PTA.
Euler is in Lower Price Hill. It's a small neighborhood of brick row houses overlooking the Ohio River. The culture is known as urban Appalachian. When coal mining jobs in Kentucky and West Virginia dried up after the Second World War, families came here for factory jobs. But those are mostly gone too. Many get by on welfare and food stamps. Donna Jones has lived here off and on her whole life.
Families that have been here for a long time have married other families. So there's a lot of, oh, that's my daughter-in-law's family, or, you know, that's my son-in-law's family. I consider us a close-knit community.
Euler School looms large in that community with its long history and imposing brick and terracotta architecture. Jones went there. So did her kids and now grandkids.
It's more than a school. You know, it's like the hub of activity.
That's no accident. Euler is what's known as a community learning center. It's part of a growing movement in education that says if you're going to help poor kids succeed in school, you have to fight the effects of poverty. Euler's teamed up with nonprofits and government agencies to put in a health center and a vision clinic. The school's open from early morning till late at night. Kids can eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner there and take home food on weekends. With a new daycare and preschool, Hockenberry says Euler now serves kids from age 6 weeks to 22.
In theory, there should be no kid, no child, or anybody in our community not getting full services here, you know? And if they're not, then we're going to address it pretty quickly.
He says academically, all the services are making a difference. Test scores are slowly improving. But the school has a long way to go. And this year, Hockenberry has another goal.
I want to start working on the neighborhood, the actual neighborhood, the streets. I mean, I want, you know, the boards to come down off the houses. I want less crime and people from outside our community coming in and selling drugs. You know, I want people to come and see this as a great school in a great neighborhood.
And so after school, he walks the streets.
Hello, everybody. How are you? Good.
Any problems at school today? Are you on the little ones there?
Still wearing his suit and tie, Hockenberry greets parents smoking on their front stoops and hassles kids he didn't see in the halls that day.
You weren't in school today because you graduated, right?
Hockenberry is a baby-faced 40-year-old. A former teacher who stumbled into a job at Euler in his mid-20s and got hooked on the challenge of turning it around. He lives nearby in Price Hill and knows pretty much everybody around here by name, like the lanky young man in a glittery red T-shirt he spots across the street.
Roy, what's up with it? Are you staying out of trouble?
Roy Lee has not been staying out of trouble. He's facing a drug charge. Lee is 24 years old and dropped out years ago. Hockenberry pushes him to come back and finish at Oilers Online High School.
I still can enroll. I only need like 5 or 6 credits.
All right, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a one-time deal. You come over there and let's do it, okay? Your grandma would be so proud of you, man. You did her wrong for so long.
Lee promises to stop by the next morning at 9 o'clock. Hockenberry finishes his rounds.
Them seeing me out here all the time gives them a chance to actually ask some questions. Like, I will follow up with Roy. I really want Roy to go back to school, and I really want him to get a job. And I'll find out if he's good for his word tomorrow.
With that, he goes off to kick some older kids off the preschool playground.
Hey, guys, come here. Come here. Everybody.
An ice cream truck rolls by, a reminder of the waning summer. The next day, Roy Lee doesn't show. But a few days later, he does. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.